I don't expect you to understand this, or me, but I need to go. Listen. Listen to me. You're in danger right now. All because of me. And this isn't the kind of danger you just get out of. Listen to me. I know how you feel. 'Cause I feel the same way. Honey. Kitty cat. I don't know how else to say this, but you're the most amazing thing in my entire life. And I've never been able to find someone. And I know I couldn't. That's anything like you. But don't you get it? This is about life and death. It's no longer about heroes and villains. I know what you want to say. And I want to say it so bad, too. It hurts that I can't. But if you come along, what if something takes you away? Yeah, I think they won't. They won't know about you, right? Damn. You might have a point there. If they already know about you, then there's no point to that. What do I do? Baby. I'm trying to understand this. Trying to understand what I'm supposed to be doing to save you. To save us. I'm sorry for being so unreasonable. For so long, I've just told you to follow what I say. Do this because it's safer. Do this because that. I've been too demanding, haven't I? Even if the intentions are good, it's not a good look. Shh, it's okay. I was never gonna leave forever. I didn't want to drag you in all this. Seeing how you look at me tells a million words. An expression must be worth a billion, then. I'm sorry, kitty cat. I realize something. I realize that no matter how hard we try, there's a limit to how much we can... No. You're right. That's just an excuse. I'm scared, just like you. I never signed up to this thinking I'd have to risk my life every single day. That people would be stalking us in some sick, twisted game. To think it all started with that website. Seeking thrills. Why did we have to be thrill-seeking at that moment? I go back to it that day over and over in my head. And I can't figure out why we did it. I could say I'm sorry a million times and it wouldn't convey it. Because it's just... It's so... terrifying. I didn't know there were things like this that even existed in this world. But here we are, finding out on the precipice. I wanted it to be nice. I wanted it to be one of those romances you would find in a book, a really good one. Sure, it has its ups and downs, but anyone who signs up for this, I pity them. Even if I look in the mirror and say the same thing, what does that change? It doesn't change anything. I have to protect you. At least you. No, I understand. I understand how you feel, but... It takes everything just to protect myself from those things. Are they even human? How do they always know where we are? I have a million questions and haven't answered one. It's no different than chasing shadows. Every time you think you've caught them by the tail, they're gone, leaving messages, cryptic things, scratches on the doors to let you know you're not safe. I hate this for us. I do. But even then, that doesn't change anything. Instead, I needed to. I need to get us out of here. We have to do something and change the pace, confuse them somehow, right? Maybe if we travel, they'll leave us alone. No, this almost strikes me as supernatural. Wouldn't you say, Kedika? It's like we're being haunted by something. I'm not entirely sure what it wants, but it's definitely after us. Frustrating. And yet, here we are. Don't worry. I'll get them to fall for it someday. I'm not entirely sure how. I'm not entirely sure they'll go along with it. But regardless of if they do, I'll keep us safe. So far, they've not been outwardly aggressive, just threatening. It's uncomfortable. Seeing like this. Looking out and just knowing that they're waiting for us. Don't you worry, okay? I promise I'm going to protect you, and I don't make promises that I break. I hate people who break their promises, and I know everyone's done it, so don't get the wrong idea. I mean those who don't feel anything when they do. Those are the type of people that get under my skin every single day. Those are the type of people that make these stupid games. I found this book. They left it. It was 2 nights ago. I was gonna read it myself, but since you refused to try and get away from this, since you weren't the one who played it, I'm sure they would leave you alone, but I understand, Kitty Cat. I understand that you're as stubborn as me. Maybe even worse. Huh? How the hell did we end up together like this? With you always supporting me even in these hopeless times. To think, my curiosity, testing random phone number and getting something, a response back. But it wasn't human, that website and everything. It was terrible. At first, there wasn't much going on. Recalling the facts, at first I thought it was just some sort of prank. Then I started receiving those unsettling text messages with pictures taken of me in random times of my day, my patrol route, everything. You haven't received them, right? Tell me you haven't, Kitty Cat. Thank God. Oh, God. That's a relief. I was nervous that it might have been too late to get out of this, but in case something happens to me, in case the worst comes to pass, don't ever mess with that phone number, that website. You know, the most unsettling part was, I don't think you can. I went back, searched it up. I even searched in the hero databases, which is highly connected to law enforcement. And neither database had anything on that number. Not anything criminal. Not even anything in existence. They weren't even in use. And when I went back to the site, I got a 404. It didn't exist. That's what sends chills down my spine. The fact that I'll still receive these shots. of myself doing random things. Some of them seem to have come from the future. It predicts where I was. Some of them, more traditionally, they're exactly what you would think. They're just snippets of my day. I can't ever find them. I look for the cameras endlessly. I don't know what it is. I look around, but there's nothing. They know so much about me. So much that it doesn't make sense. Like they're inside of my head. Things I've never told anyone or written down anywhere. They seem to know. It's terrifying. I'm glad I have you, Kitty Cat. I hope there's someone who can help us. I really hope there's someone who can help me. I know you can, Kitty Cat, and I know you are. It's just terrifying. I don't know when it will stop or how it will end. I kind of hope it just goes away tomorrow. But even I have to admit it. That's some wishful thinking on my part. Because there's no way, right? Something this thorough, this premeditated, it doesn't just go away like that, does it? Unless it really was a prank like I first thought. But who could do this? What kind of quirk would be needed? To take pictures from seemingly impossible angles, you would need someone on Suyu's level to even be in those positions. I know that there's some crazy quirks out there, and I haven't ruled it out that there's some expert stalking, or maybe just playing this twisted game. But as of now, I've really deeply considered that this isn't of this world or this plane of existence. It just seems darker than that. I don't know why, but I've tried to seek out someone who might be able to tell us more, but they went dark yesterday. I don't know why, and it just adds more questions on top of questions. I want to know more, but at the same time, this book is the only clue, and they're the ones who gave it to me. I don't know how I know, but I know. When it just appears on my doorstep like that. I'm sorry if it feels like I was hiding it. I wasn't trying to. All of this, I was just trying to protect you. That's all I wanted to do, Kitty Cat. I wanted you to be safe. I didn't want you to have to deal with this, because it's a living hell. I know. I know it's terrible. But at least I have you. So far, they've never taken pictures at the door. Anywhere closer than that. No through windows or anything like that. So, I'd like to think that this is still a sanctuary, even if they know where we are. I know I said we, but I'm glad that they're not haunting you. I'm strong enough to take it, Kitty Cat, and I know you think you are too, but don't invite that kind of menacing thing into your life. It's enough that I have to deal with it. We'll get to the bottom of this. Maybe the book has a clue. Huh? Wait. What does that mean? The pages are just blank. Strange symbols. Numbers. But this one, this page right here, it seems to be an address. That's dangerous. Well, we're heroes, aren't we? I guess we'll have to go there, but... Huh? What do you mean, not today? You suggesting we wait? Honey, I know I'm a mess. I'm aware of that more than anything. Sorry about that. Maybe I was too hasty. Just all shaken up. And the fact that they had pictures of my parents, my grandparents, they had my whole family line. All their information right under. But the one with the question mark is the address. Why? I'm not sure what it means. But I'm scared. I'll admit it. I'm scared. Baby, I do need you. You have to understand. I never wanted to break up with you in the first place. I just thought it was the only way to keep you not involved in this. I know you want to be. You don't even need to say it. It's written all over your face. It's just, if these things start happening to you, if this is contagious somehow, you're the last one I want to involve. Not because I don't trust you, but because if we can't solve this, then what if it does something worse to you? I know. It's not going to be easy. It's not even going to be good. Not yet. We don't have enough information. And maybe we should seek backup, but I do feel safe in your arms like this. I lost my cool. I damn near tore up the book at the first sight of it. My nerves are getting the best of me, and my heart won't stop racing. Thank you, kitty cat. Without you, I think I would have lost my mind by now. I would have kept going in circles until my mind snapped like a twig. I'm glad you're here, Ian. I am. Thank you. I know it's not ideal. It's anything but. Thank you for being with me. For being my kitty cat and keeping me sane. When all these pictures and all the stalking is making me go insane. I needed you. I'm so glad you stayed. I can't do this alone. I need it. I need you so badly right now. Without you, I think I'd just curl up and I wouldn't know how to face this. I know I'm usually the strong and stoic one, but I realized something through all of this, and that for all the strength I thought I had, I still need you. No matter how strong I get, and there's just no going back to the me from before. I'm sorry, honey. But I need you now more than ever. I've never needed someone like I've needed you. I've never wanted someone so bad when I hold them. And that my hands, they shake. Maybe it's the anxiety getting to me, but I think it's just being so happy that I don't have to go through this alone. But I promise you, I won't let them hurt you. You mean you should be promising that? You've already helped so much. I can't help it. When I look at you, it's just so special to me that I'm able to talk and feel and be myself without having to worry about the horrible things happening around. It's like they disappear. Just like that. One kiss from you. And I already feel so much better. I love you. I love you a million times. I love you. I'm sorry things are like this. I know it's not ideal. And I know it's frustrating, stressful, and just the worst. But you never even considered leaving me, did you? Don't look at the phone. I don't want to see what they're texting me right now. We don't need to worry about them. I want to worry about you. You deserve everything in the world, kid again. And I'll see to it that I spoil you even more. You deserve it. You've been through so much, too. Even if I'm the one going through it, I'm being hard-headed again, aren't I? Those feelings just, it's easy to get lost in them, thinking it's the only way. You know? Fine. You can spoil me then. How about that? Deal. And I just don't want you feeling like you're not spoiled too. Know what I mean? You're so stubborn. And I realized that somewhere along the lines we're both so stubborn. I don't hate that about us. In fact, I think it's helpful right now. And you, your kisses, and the way you hold me, the way you touch me, I can't get enough of it. I love you. I love you. A million times I love you. I'm not sure what you think of me in this state, but that smile makes me feel warm and fuzzy. I love you, kid again. I love you more every single day. So much so that I get lost in feeling like I'm the... luckiest, happiest, even in this hellhole of a situation. I don't regret it being with you. I'll never regret it to the bitter end. And that's why I said we're both stubborn, because you're no better than me. I see what it takes, honestly. I see what everything takes. And I want more too. More of your touch, more of your taste, more of you. More of you entirely. I'll never stop craving you. Never stop wanting you. Never stop needing you. You're everything to me. Everything I ever wanted. Everything I ever needed. And that's not even an exaggeration. Fine. Suit yourself. And do your worst to me. Or your best, kitty cat. I love you, kitty cat. I'll never not. I need you in my life. All of you. Every little bit. Everything you stand for and everything you are. I need you. Closer. Better. More. You really are spoiling me. I love that sign to you, I do. I want to spoil you the same way sometime when I've got my heart about me. I never felt so much being with someone. I never thought it would be something like this, that I could feel and love and crave and want and need someone like I feel for you. But you'd be a liar if you said you were done with me. With just that, right? Baby. My baby girl. I can't get enough of your touch. The way your body presses against mine is divine in such a way that my breath barely comes out. And I just managed to look at you with all my feelings just seeping out. You made me this hard already. And I have no regrets about how you touch me. No, if anything, you're perfect. You're so perfect. Don't stop. I love feeling your pussy on me. The way you're kneading at my cock. You're so pillowy and soft there that it just feels too good to be real. But it is real. And I can't help but... react like nature intended and just let my voice out because I couldn't hide it if I tried. You make me feel too good for that, way too good for that. Don't stop. I want to feel you even more, way more. I crave you so badly. I'm sorry, but you're too good at this. So good at this that I got lost in the feeling and I just couldn't help it. The softness of your body combined with those toned muscles, I got ringed out all over your thighs. No regrets. Oh, be happy to. Oh, you slid right down my shaft like it was meant to fit inside you. Oh, God, friction is too much for me. I love you, baby. Don't stop. Don't stop. See you smile like that makes all my worries go away. More determined than ever to solve this with you, not on my own. I know I'm not strong enough to do it all alone, so I'll ask you, would you help me solve this mystery and end this cruel game? Will you be with me forever, kitty cat? I love you, but promise me one thing. No matter what, we be safe about this. We don't tempt fate, and if we're dealing with something too crazy, we get the hell out of there. If we go to that address and anything seems fishy, okay? I'm not sure what we'll find, but I'm morbidly curious, I guess. Sorry. I'm just glad I can hold you instead of holding on to all that anxiety. I love you so much. So damn much. We'll be okay, won't we? Yeah. I thought so too. The first time I felt that way in a week. Thanks for that.